Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luli Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Mikvos. We are in the ninth parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and the Mishnah continues with the discussion of things that are going to be chotetz and things that are not going to be chotetz, things that are going to serve as an impediment in the mikvah, and things that are not. And so the Mishnah begins: Elu shein chotetz, and the following things are not considered a chatzitza: kilkalei harosh, ubeis hashechi, ubeis hastarim, beish, entangled hair of the head or the armpit or of a man's private area. Because in the opinion of this Tana, the issues of makpid, of things that a person is particular about, is not governed by an individual, but rather of the general public. And in the general public, entangled hair of the armpit, of the head, or of a man's area are not things that people tend to remove, and so therefore they won't serve as a chatzitza. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with men or women, if a person himself cares, so then it creates a chatzitza. The shame makpid alav in chotetz, but if a person does not find the issue a makpid for himself, so it's not going to be a chatzitza, and that is not the way we paskin. We follow the opinion of the Tana Kama. Then the Mishnah continues: Lifol shabayin vegelet shal amaku sraf halach v'lechluchei tzoash al besaro. Whether you're dealing with some sort of wetness that's inside the eye, which doesn't bother most people, so he doesn't take it out, or an incrustation on top of a wound as opposed to on the side of it, or wet sap, which is not a chatzitza because most people don't mind when it's on them, especially since it gets washed away in the mikvah. The smears of wet dirt on the body, since it's wet dirt, the water can penetrate in the tziporin hamidul, assuming that the nail happens to be cut back to the edge of the finger, right, as opposed to when it's extended beyond. So, frankly, people don't care about that thing, and they're not makpid, and it's not a chatzitza, or a dangling nail tziporin hamidul delis, or kshus shel katan, or a child's lanugo hair, the fine hair that covers the body of the babies. So these hairs are not going to be permanent. Lo tame, lo metame, it doesn't admit tuma, and it doesn't transmit tuma, and these things are not going to be a chatzitza. Krum shal hamaka tame umetame. Skin on top of a wound, even though a scar tissue, even though it's weak, it's considered like other skin because it's meant to be permanent, and so therefore it's going to be something that is going to be considered part of the person. And therefore, if it touches the scar tissue, the person is going to be tame. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic Shabbos.